was this when you had a lead in the third period, close out a homestand, a positive note, and let it slip away?
But you called it a missed opportunity. It's a game I felt we had in control from the drop of the puck to the end. I'm actually, that's what's really, really disappointing about it, because we played well. And to just come away with 1 point, it's too bad, because I thought we deserved a little bit better fate. But in saying that, the same things we've talked about from the start, can't take 5 penalties. And if you do, you got to find a way to kill it off, especially the last one there, the game tying goal. We you have to kill it off. We had the puck on our stick, and we don't get it out. Can't do it.
Wednesday, you mentioned that you guys have a plan that you're going to execute game by game. What would you say that you improve upon in that plan tonight?
Oh, I don't even know. To me, it was an easy night for McElhinney, for the most part. We're getting some tough breaks. You feel bad because we kill him off the penalty in the first one, and the shot that's going wide, Chernak goes to block it and goes off his stick and in the net. So it's tough breaks and guys trying hard. And so you can't fault the guys for that. Like, they're trying. And, that's a tough break for us. The second goal is probably a little bit self-inflicted, but other than that, I don't know if we gave up much, the whole night. You can look on the board and say 40 shots, but 32 of them were from distance. And if that's what we're going to give up on a nightly basis, I'll be really happy with our game.
You mentioned penalties. You had 2 too many penalties tonight and 5 for the season. What overall are you seeing with those ones? Is it the guys coming off the bench?
Well, first, I'm not even sure. That probably happens how many times a game, especially the first one. So I think there was a numbers missed by the ref on that one. The second one, I don't know, neither guy's even in the play involved at all. So I don't know. You'd have to ask the officials. They're making calls on that. But I don't know. You see that. If that was the way it's going to be, there'd be 25 too many men's every night.
A lot of you guys talking about another step forward in terms of your 5-on-5 play. I know that's a big concentration that you want to improve on, especially with early stage.
Yeah.
So you get another step in that direction. You have confidence where that part of the game is going, knowing that the PK is going to eventually sort itself out, or at least even itself out.
Yeah, you hope so. We've lost a couple games this year that, I thought the boys deserved a little different fate. And, the special teams have to improve. There's no question. It's funny how you go year to year, and 1 year it's everything's working for you, and we're one in both, and this year we're struggling a little bit, and it will, as you said, it will come around. We just can't get discouraged with it. It's just tough. You give up a point in the standings because of it, because special teams are part of the game, especially the way the games are called now, and you got to be able to kill those off, and it's just you got it.
No, I bet. So as you break things down into 10-game segments, if you want to do that, it's 12 points in 10 games. With all the stuff that's not necessarily gone your way, how do you feel that you've got 12 points in 10 games? That's a playoff pace, at least.
It is, and that's what we want to be. You like to put a couple extra points in the bank. If you're breaking it to 5-game segments, we were actually short one, and now we picked it back up, and we're right. You want to be, naturally everybody'd like to be 10-0, but it's not the way it works. But pick up 12 every 10, you're playing in the spring. And we've played some really good teams. We've played a lot on the road. This is our second really big challenge coming up now. I'm not back on this podium for 19 days, which is a long time to be away. So this will be good. This will be good for us. I'm glad it's happening early, and we'll see how we grow.
Bad habits are tough to break. You've been talking since day one about penalties and stuff like that, and maybe less penalties would help your penalty kill, of course. How frustrating is it, I guess, as a coach or as a staff, a team, keep on taking these same ones and stick penalties and that kind of thing, where
trying to get that? It's a lot of the penalties, when you take them out of effort, you can live with them. But then there's just some of the careless ones, and you know, I thought a couple were careless, and I thought a couple were just tough calls against us. But it's just, you know, something we got to just keep working on, because the guys in the room aren't sitting there saying, "Oh man, I'm glad I took that penalty. It was great." You know, it's not the attitude they've got in the room. They're all, you know, everybody's pissed too. So it's, you know, we'll be all right. If it doesn't improve, then either we're doing some wrong things or, wow, the league really has it out against us. But I'm pretty sure that's not what the case is.
Good. Thank you. Have a good trip, Dave.
Thanks.
See you a couple days.
Have a good trip.
All right.